request. That is, if you will continue to encourage us to desire to become Radha Dasi. I know it is far away and we have no greed, but you have made us want it. Now we have to ask you to continue to encourage us.
Have you read Venu Geet, Gopi Geet?
Yes, 10th canto.
And Bhramar Geet, Jugal Geet. The explanations of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Yudhishthira.
I don't have full explanations by them. I have some. But I read those Geets again and again.
It will add your... It will help, very helpful. And then, first read Madhur Dika Gambhir. And we will discuss about it. Rag Bhatma Chandrika. Ujjwal in Mani Bhakti Sami Sima. The books of Rupa Goswami. It will help. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Sometimes you say the books alone will not help. But no. With your...
But we can discuss.
No.
But discuss some...
Read something and ask you something.
Then we can discuss all this. It will be very helpful. Then we can discuss about further how we can enter in this realm. This is called bhajan. Though samanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasimanam patanam bandhanam dasakhyasmi nidhanam. There are 9 kinds of bhakti. And they will be also very helpful in Raganuga. But subject is changed.
Yes.
Understand it?
Yes. Same process, but different.
Name of same.
Yeah. Shravanam.
Process same.
Yeah.
But subject will be changed.
Yes.
Shramanam, the Bhaji Bhakti Shraman will be changed into Raganuga. And every night. Now this should be very gradually. This should be gradually, automatic. Have you read Jayati Te Bhikam, this Gopi Geet?
Gopi Geet, yes. Yes.
With explanations?
In their explanations, yes.
Of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur?
Yes, it's the disciples of our Prabhupada after his disappearance. They have taken some of the commentaries by Vishwanath Chakravarti and translated, not all.
Not all.
No, each they make a purport and they have selected a little bit.
Sometimes you can bring with you.
Yes.
And we will see.
Oh, copy to
feather anything.
Anything, yeah.
But especially these things.
I will bring.
We can start from Venu Geet.
Yes.
What Vishwanath Chakravarti has told and what is there.
Right.
Then. Then gradually we can go. All are very helpful for Raghavan Baba. What were the views of gopis? That view should be taken for Raghavan Baba. what they used to think about Krishna when he used to go to cowherd. How they served Krishna. How they felt separation. Everything is.
We can appreciate it, even though we cannot fully realize. But always appreciate their point of view, not another point of view in another rasa.
That gradually we can take by Tadatma, you know?
Tadatma.
Tadatma. Tadatma means like
a likeness. Self.
Like fire in iron.
Yeah.
Man mana bhava mat bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the bhava of Radhika and became tadatma with Radhika. So a follower of Raganuga becomes tadatma with Sarup Shakti.
When I was with you in New Delhi, I asked you some questions about Srimati Radharani. I asked, does she show her compassion to the conditioned souls, fallen jivas? You said, no, Srimati Radharani is completely fixed on Krishna and the Sakis. So then I read this statement. I was reading Radha Rasa Siddhaniti with the commentary by Ananta Pandit. And he said something that sounded very nice. He said that in the Braja Leela, the Radha's mercy is hidden and closed, but when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the mood and complexion of Sri Radha, he manifests Radha's compassion to the world. So that compassion of Lord Chaitanya, Namo Maha Badanaya, Krishna Prema Padayate, is that coming from Radha? Is that her mercy?
He fixed the Radha Bhav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But even he preached to the fallen souls. He said, chant Hare Krishna, no matter whether they were of any Sudra or woman or caste, gave everyone the holy name. No one ever gave so much mercy.
The
wide distribution of Harinam that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, that mercy, is that Srimati Radhan?
Krishna is so much dear to Radhika. And without name, bhajan will not be. Any Dimukhji cannot come in this way.
Yes.
So, name is Sadhan and Sadhyabho. For Raganuga's devotees, at last this name is Sadhya, and that name comes with that frame in Sadhyavastha. Name, Krishna name becomes Nayaka in Siddha Bhumi, Kishore Krishna, and in ordinary, for ordinary person, name is Sadhan. So for ordinary person, Sadhan name is essential. In this name, in someone will have to search any good Vaishnava to hear something. Any other person is required in anything. in any of nine bhaktis. But name help by help also, by yourself of whatever the condition will be, name is always helpful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave first name, then he gave name with prem. Naam prem mala gathi parailo sabare. Do you remember this?
No.
Name with thread.
Oh.
Name is
yeah.
Flower.
Like a garland.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu garlanded in prem. Your prem is faith, and name is flower, and get it to all jivas. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for this thing with prem name. Here is the speciality. But other in other Kali Yuga, this speciality is not there. Name. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna name. Hare Radhike, Krishna, with conjugal love.
Ujjvala.
Ujjvala. So, name is Sadhya and Sadhan, both.
And we can say that that is Radha's mercy coming from Lord Chaitanya?
You can say. Krishna mercy, you can say. Radha mercy, we can say. Radha's mercy is more superior. If prem, unnat ujjal prem, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tested and given it to other jivas, he tested Radha prem. Mahabhav, Rood, Adhirood, Madan, Modan, Prem Vaikitya. You heard this?
Yes. Yes.
Prem Vaikitya. Then in Bhramar Gita, and Prem Vaikitya becomes only in direct meeting, not in separation, same body. And in Bhramar Gita, this is the separation bhav. Here, chitta, what word
chitra
I am?
Jalpa. Chitra jalpa.
Chitra jalpa. And become mad.
Dibyon mad.
Dibyon mad.
Yeah.
That word I. Dibyon mad. In separation. And then Mohan bhav comes. Only in separation. Madan comes in only meeting Prem Vaikitya. In Prem Vaikitya, separation plus meeting both are there. And in Premavaikitya, Dibyonmad, first separation, and in separation meeting is there. And in Premavaikitya, very good thing. Iski tabiyat kharab ho rahi.
I know Gita, and if I had any question on it, one verse. So
how do you understand? How many sloks you have read?
I've read about eight.
Eight?
Yeah. Beginning.
Any questions?
Yes.
This is Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yeah, this is the translation. Sanskrit.
I've heard you say that this verse is the most beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam for description of Krishna. Barharbitam,
Natabharapam.
Yeah. So, it is...
What is written there?
The translation. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue kanikar flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaidyayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glory.
Anything more?
That's the translation.
Any explanation?
Very small explanation. It just says, this is not our Srila Prabhupada, but his followers. The gopis remembered all the transcendental qualities of Krishna mentioned in this verse. Krishna's artful way of dressing and the beautiful blue flowers placed over his ears excited the gopis' romantic desires, and as he poured the nectar of his lips into his flute, they simply lost themselves in ecstatic love for him. I wanted to know how a devotee on our level can use a verse like this in Raganuga sadhana, Raganuga sadhana bhakti. Do we
remember this is a sloka in Raganuga? Try to remember like this.
This is a morning pastime. Can we remember it at different times of the day?
This is morning, when he is going and entering in Vrindavan. Your gopis are seeing only by heart. They are feeling like this. Krishna has gone. And gopis are gathering in the youth
groups.
That is called youth. There are so many kinds of gathering. Youth, gaun, samuha, so many. The youth is divided into thousands and thousands of gauna. Lalita Gana, Visakhar Gana, Chitra Gana, and in one Gana there are so many Samuha, so many, and in their group in Samuha there are so many bats, so many. So Srimati Radhika is Yudhishthira, Chandravali is Yudhishthira. Also sometimes Lalita, Visakha, Chitra becomes Yudhishthira, Shyama, Yudhishthira, Shyama, Bhadra, Yudhishthira. So all in their own youth, they are sitting and telling all these things. And they become sadhakti to that lila, pastime.
Became one, close with it.
They are not remembering their homes, their physical body, or any material thing. Only they are seeing Krishna. And their pastime. Sitting in their homes. Krishna is in cohort. Cow herding in forest. At first, in two slopes. Kusumita Vanaraj is Sushma Bringa. And first slok.
First slok is Itam Sharat Svatyajalam.
Itam Sharat Svatyajalam Padma Karasugandhina. Nevasat Bhagna Bhatam. Sago Gopam. Yes, Parasa Satya. The time is very good time. Nearer to Basanta Ritu. Nearer. After this Basanta Ritu. Sarakar.
Yes, Sarakar.
No summer, no winter. In the midst.
Cool.
All flowers are blooming. And by the heart of all fragrance. Bharmi?
No? No. The bar.
What is called? If we take something here?
No.
Burden?
Ah, the burden. Yeah.
Burden means? But
weight.
Weight.
Yeah.
The weight of fragrance. Met air. So heavy that it cannot move so
freely, cannot blow.
It cannot blow. So by the weight of fragrance and dampness and full length, it becomes so smooth and sometimes like this, sometimes like this. As you say, heavy weight is on the head. Anyone cannot run, cannot go far. Ki holo.
It says Vayuna Vatam. Because the breeze was
time
so heavy.
So that if anyone gets up from sleeping and he tries to walk, he walks like this. Very slow. Eyes shut up. So the wind is broken, the air is very fragrant, and it has some weight with fragrance, and so cool, and it is going on very slowly, very slowly. Dhira samire, Yamuna tire, basati bane bane. And beautiful poem of Jayadeva. Dhira samire, Yamuna tire. This is also Yamuna tire. On the bank of river. So beautiful. They are seen by their, in their heart. What is going on there, and they are seeing, and they are describing. They become so sadatma.
One with Krishna?
Not one with Krishna.
No.
But they gave their whole attention and heart to Krishna. And became restless. And astasattvic bhava. Came to all this. Na sakam.
Sadvarantam.
What is?
Nasakam smaravegena.
The chitta manaso nipa.
Yes.
Na? The chitta.
They were incapable.
The chitta manaso nipa. They were describing this scenery. How Krishna is beautiful, and what pastimes of Krishna is beautiful. this happened. Krishna is going on.
So beautiful.
With thousands and lakhs of cows. Cows are so beautiful. Swara, swa go, go palako achyuta.
Yes. Sa go gopalako chuta.
Achyuta. Krishna is achyuta. Achyuta mane?
Infallible.
Eh?
Infallible.
Infallible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Krishna, that's not false.
Yeah.
Beautifulness. This very fit.
Eyebrows.
The sight very restless. See, which makes all gopis so restless and takes their heart, steals their heart and goes away to Krishna. So, vishikta manaso nipa. Vishikta means Krishna took away by snatching their heart in his heart. So they become vishikta. Their mind was, their heart was not in their body. So they became like senseless. How they became? Again come. This.
By seeing this.
Kusamita Banaraji. Susmi Bhringa. Susmi Bhringa.
Susmi Bhringa. Dvijakula Ghusta. Dvijakula
Ghusta. Dvijakula Ghusta Sara Mahidham.
Madhupati.
Madhupati Avagati Acharyanaga. Sago Gopalaku. By the fragrance of Kamal, Lotus, and Belly, Chameli, Jui, by tasting Madha, Madha means Madhu, Madhu means
nectar, honey.
Honey. They became mad. Sushmatasi, Ringa. Ring means?
Bring
many bees.
Bees, yeah.
They are
the bees and birds.
Krishna and they are of same color and same jati. Jati.
Nature.
Same nature, same caste. Everything. Their mentality. Everything so are of one kind. So Krishna is some bigger bee and these are very little Krishna. They are of same nature and everything like Krishna. Here remember this, seeing these dhammas, these bees. He is saying that Susmita Bhringa, Kusamita Banaraji, Susmita Bhringa. Susmita?
Not Bhringa. The lakes, rivers, and hills.
No. What is this? Susmita Bhringa.
Susmita Bhringa.
Susmita means?
Maddened.
Why? And what they are doing? They have no. I have no words. Susmit means mad, but how mad? That anyone attracts if the things are so beautiful. So beautiful, in every way, full of honey. Full of fragrance. new, brand new.
Fresh new.
Fresh new. But these Brahmas, these, are so mad that they have no knowledge or no thinking power that any flower, which is bad, which is ugly, yet they sit on that.
No discrimination.
At first they sat on very good flower. Kamal, Beli, Chameli, Juhi. After they became blind, why they took more madhu of this flower and became blind. Then they have no distinguish whether this is ugly or no fragrance or any. Like gopis are telling, the Krishna sat on us, and then he sat on Kuja also. So Krishna is mad also. Krishna is blind.
Intoxicated.
At that time when a man sat over dream, then he has no sense. So these Susmit brings, they have no sense at all at that time.
They become mad in, by hearing Krishna's flute too, or just by the madhu?
At first by this. By fragrance and madhu. And then they go to others here and there, and sometimes they become so they have no knowledge, no thinking power, that they sit on lotus, which is blossom, but
fully blossomed.
And if evening is coming, they don't care, and by this
lotus closes,
and they can cut wood, very hard wood, but here they cannot do anything because they have, there is no use of sitting.
He goes there.
Yet he goes there and he forgets all gopis, which are so beautiful, so gunavati, rupavati, madhuryavati. Understand something?
They have all these good qualities, attractive qualities.
But
he does not go to them, goes anywhere.
So like these Krishnas. Susmita Bhringa, after that,
Dvijakula Ghushta.
Dvijakula Ghushta Mahidra. Seeing this equality, Krishna and bees are so good, weather, flowers are so blooming, scent is going here and there. At that time, Dvijakula.
Birds.
What birds? Began to cry. Kuhu, kuhu. Kuhu means Krishna.
How does that mean Krishna? Kuhu.
Kuhu means ka.
Ka. As Krishna. Ka.
In one letter, she denotes. Kuhu. Kuhu, kuhu. When she calls Krishna, Krishna, restless, without seeing Krishna, they cannot leave. So kuhu, kuhu. But it has so vast meaning.
Yes, I did not know so much meaning. The bees, maddened bees, so many things.
In word, we can explain it in one day. for 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, 6 hours on one word, just as what he has in a bottle.
Condensed or put in so much.
Put so much. That put whole world, deities and madhurs in a bottle. So that's very big and very good meaning. Bijakul, like these kakus, if they think, if there are Nayak and Nayika, understand
yes.
Nayika?
Lover and beloved.
Then it becomes so Uddipak. Uddipak in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu.
Like?
Uddipak means to make if a son has died and if we see his clothes, mother
yes.
becomes weeping.
Yes. Yes.
But what is that called?
I don't know what one word for it.
In Sanskrit it is Uddipana.
Yeah.
Okay.
We say
Krishna
but
floats.
Yeah.
Peak of feather reminds Krishna all past time.
Yeah. Stimulus.
Huh?
It is
stimulus.
Stimulus to one
stimulate.
Yeah. Stimulate.
So here Mayu. Peacock. It began to cry. Began to cry. Ke ka. So here Uddipana, you should know some Sami Sindhu terms.
Uddipan.
Uddipan.
Yes.
So you should know some terms.
Right.
Uddipan. Vibhav,
yes.
Sati,
yes.
Yadichari, then you can pick
relative.
Up something.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we cannot remember all these. So, peacocks, male and female, then kapu, ke ka. What is the meaning of this word? Ke ka. Ke. Ka, ke, male, ka, feminine. Here, peacocks who are male are telling, ke, mane who? Radha has very great man, so much man. And she feels shy to meet Krishna because so many persons are of Virudha Bhav, opposite Bhav.
Yeah.
Mother-in-law, husband, husband, sister, and all other persons. They criticize, so she feels shy to meet Krishna and dharya means tolerance, so great of Srimati Radhika. But Krishna loves, Krishna this thing
Land.
And floats.
Overcome.
Next to Srimati Radhika. He lifts all these things. And she is bound to meet Krishna. So who does it? Krishna. Krishna beautifulness and Krishna flow and everything next to Srimati Radhika excites so that she overcomes all this. And Kamanam female, who means here, meaning that Krishna is mad elephant. No, mad elephant. Who is this?
He is caught by the rod that controls the elephant.
Control. Who can control this mad elephant? Only Radhika. Only Radhika can control. None.
That is the meaning of Kika.
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 These are also making
increasing the run.
Krishna to remember Radhika. And Radhika of then Mahidram. Sarit. Sarit means
Sarit.
River. Overflowing with joy by seeing Krishna and by the sound of Bansi. Sixth sound of Bansi. Jamna is over. Madhupat avagahi yacharya. Madhupati is Krishna. Madhupati. He is the master of all madhu. All kinds of. He has love.
That's why he is called in this verse Madhupati.
Madhupati. And keeping similarity with Vringa. Vringa means beast. He is also, he drinks madhu, Krishna is also. Both are Madhupati. But Krishna is bigger and in little. All cows are controlled by Krishna. All cows. By the seed voice of Bansi. And by the seed
nectar
from Krishna.
Yeah.
Oh, come, cows. If Krishna calls, they come, all come running. So at that time, Krishna took his bansi on his lips and he began to play on this bansi. Everyone became mad. Prakriti also became mad. Prakriti means?
The matter.
Nature also became
nature.
Every flowers and trees and everything, also gopi, everything became maya. So, tad braja istriya asutta venu gitam smarodayam. They are not hearing, but they in mind and by heart they are hearing the song and speak voice of Bansi. So, smara udayam.
Remembering.
What? Smara means?
Remember. No, Cupid. Kamadev.
Kam at once went on his upper stage. Kam means frame. But not ordinary friend. What kind of friend? Kam. To meet gopis. Here, to meet Krishna. To taste Krishna in every way. So they became mad in a smara. Kaschit Parokham Krishna Sasa Sakyatyasa. They began to, when a thought is fulfilled, then it goes out, water. Understand?
Yes.
If there is a water, the thought, if it is fulfilled, and yet water is
overflowed,
then it overflows. So began to tell all these things to other gopis. But the Smar Uday was so much in high degree that they could not speak in order. Sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes. No krama.
Sequence, order.
Huh? No order. If a madman walks, he has no that he will go on a same path, sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes here. So began to talk here and there, Krishna past, and no krama. I cannot, I have no such words in English. So it is very difficult to me.
You gave many words. We are done.